God's love for us cannot be changed. This is such a huge short sentence. God's love for us cannot be changed. And stop being one of those Pharisees who says, I sure love Jonathan, but I sure hate your sin, you little rat.
Yeah.
That is stupid. Don't ever say that to me, because I've never been able to separate the two. I'm stuck with this. I'll also read that sentence again. God's love for us cannot be changed. Why? Because it's not based on anything we do. That's quite an amazing thing, gentlemen, about loving our wives and children as Christ loved the church. Not based on anything they can or cannot do. It was the poet Gerard Manley Hopkins who declared, and this is great, I say that we are wound with mercy round and round as with air. What a beautiful thing to say. It says, as surrounded as you are by air, that's how much mercy you are surrounded by.
Amen.
That's a beautiful thing. Take a big breath. Thank you. I could use it. I could deal with that, right?
Yeah. Amen.
We cannot escape God's love and mercy because it is everywhere. It enwraps and enfolds us wherever we go. It surrounds us and penetrates us even if we're not aware of it. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
One more. Do you mind if I read one more from this man? The outpouring of the Holy Spirit is really the outpouring of His love, wrote French monk Abbé de Tourville. The Holy Spirit is the continuous, this is beautiful. I'll try to say it slowly. I get excited, then I get on my motorcycle. I shall get into my Fiat. The Holy Spirit is the continuation of the love of God seen in Jesus. The love between the Father and the Son is communicated to us through the Holy Spirit. We are temples in whom the Spirit of God dwells. God is love. Love dwells within us. That is why John said that we know we are born of God when we're able to love. See, now there's the twist. I find myself able to love the way I couldn't before. Instead of saying, boy, I've come a long way, glory to God, aren't I doing well, tap on wood. We say, wow. The love of God in me is, wow, it's beginning to affect me in ways I've never known. God, I thank you for your love in me. I'm going to respond to this thing. I'm going to let this thing loose.
Hallelujah.
It isn't me. When you think of what your love was before you were saved, it was worthless.
Yeah.
It was selfish and icky. But this thing that's happened to you, one of the evidences that we are who we are, well, there's just no explaining it. There's definitely no taking credit for it. Oh, I know you cooperated. I know you could have kept your mouth shut when you opened it. I know you could have kept your hands at your side when you hugged that person. I know you didn't have to write that check out, whatever it was, this act of love. But you know something? You didn't want to do that when you were lost, now did you? No. And it's far more intimate than that, and far more personal than that, and far more regular. It also includes lying in your bed, when in olden times you would have had a fit and gone to pieces and just laid there and said, God, I sure thank you, I love you. Lord, I love you so much, I love you, I love you, I love you. And you hear yourself and you're saying, wow, you're saying I love you to God over and over and over. That is crazy. No, that is a changed life from the inside out.
Amen.
That is love being shed abroad in my heart. Amen. That is me recognizing God has really done something inside me and I love it. Perhaps we ought to start looking more for love signs if we want to make our way in God.
Mm-hmm.
All the other evidences are so prevalent, are so big, are so powerful, sometimes so convincing. But there's an evidence of love in us that if you'll just stop long enough and be quiet long enough and prepare your heart a little bit, you'll say, praise God, yeah, you're right. All you have to do is the I dare you thing. You know what that is? Open your Bible, start reading something marvelous, and your heart will leap and joy. You say, boy, my heart's going crazy, and I'm palpitating. Oh, I'm not having an angina thing here. This is the excitement I have. Where did that excitement come from? Before I was saved, I wouldn't crack that book. I knew it was good luck like a rabbit foot or a horseshoe. I used to put, do you want to hear something, a confession? I don't know if I've ever told you this. I used to keep my Bible under my bed to keep me safe. Hey, that's God's book, I'll put it under my bed. Why I read it was old King James. I might have been English, but I couldn't understand one word. I thought Job was pronounced Job. I really did. I had to be corrected at 19 after I got saved. It isn't Job. Well, I never said I'm going to look for a Job. It was a job. It was a good charm. But I remember the day I said, I've got to go to Bible school. I told Lorraine. She was my friend. I said, I got to go to Bible school. I got no more of this Bible. My parents thought I'd gone mad. And in actual fact, I would have thought I'd gone mad just a few years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
One last good one. This was good. In the center of town, you have the town hall, the post office, bus station, and a war memorial right over here that the bus station backed up on. And I regularly, when I was lost, the bus would pull in there and I'd cross over for the Marine Parade bus. And I would regularly see these poor people standing on the street corner preaching from their Bible, and they always wore shabby clothes. And I was I believed in God, but I was so embarrassed by these people. They'd get up there and they'd go to hell and they'd preach the whole thing, see? And I'd just cross the road away from them because I was just so embarrassed and turned off. Well, as time went by, I never thought of them again. Why should I? Didn't want to. I got saved. Went into the army, came out, was baptized. And one day, this group of teenagers said, you know, we're going to go preaching on the street corner in Durban. I didn't know where they were going to go. I said, oh boy, yeah, we've got to get people saved. I had this passion. We parked our cars and stood right on that same street corner. And I found myself in the Bible and I said, now look at yourself, Fred. Just 2 years ago, you would have thought you're a maniac in a crackpot, and here you are doing it. You think you're quite smart, everyone else is stupid. That wasn't me trying to be better than ever before.
Yeah.
Greater is he that's in you.
Amen.
But he that's in the world, buddy.
Yeah.
That's God Almighty himself in the person of the Holy Spirit, who is love and power and wisdom. Yeah. Well, you see, you've got to stop yourself and say, I have this thing going on inside me. I have this activity. I don't care if it's an ember. You have it going there. That's how we know we're saved. We are just nice, we are just respectable, we are just good, and we should be all of, oh no, I've got to read another thing to you. I nearly closed this thing. We are all of those and more. But I'll tell you something. It's God's work in us.
Yeah.
It's a work of love.